You're listening to the audio production of The Swords of Silence, The Swords of Fire Trilogy, Book 1, by Sean Curry, published by Harper Inspire and read by Thomas McGale. Dedication. Between 1614 and 1643, Japan's shogun and his regime executed almost 5,000 Christian martyrs. At the broadest level, I would like to dedicate this book and the entire Swords of Fire trilogy to all the courageous martyrs and the missionaries of Japan, then and now. On a more personal level, I would like to dedicate this book to the loving memory of Kimberly Ann Wilshire, who set me on a path of self-discovery and reawakening. Prologue. 20th of June, 1626. Nagasaki City, District of Nagasaki, Kyushu. Provincial Francisco Pacheco staggered ahead of a somber procession of prisoners. Behind him, a dozen or so souls, pale and gaunt, their clothes filthy and many worn to rags, moved, each step agony. The beatings driving them forward had been hourly, or was it every few minutes? Pacheco could no longer clearly recall. It had gone on for so long now. A chorus of soft groans accompanied their lurching footsteps along the dusty road through the streets of Nagasaki, but few had the strength or the will left to even plead for mercy had they been able to spit out the rags stuffed in their mouths. The day was overcast, threatening rain, and a chill late afternoon breeze brushed against them from behind, rustling the occasional pennants on the Mokiyari, the hand spears of the samurai and foot soldiers guarding the condemned. An acrid smell of stale blood, sweat, human evacuation and horses permeated the air. For Pacheco and his flock, it was a death march of broken people, their bodies beaten, bruised, blood-streaked and covered in ulcerous wounds. When they had been confined in sewer-like prisons, Governor Kawachi had administered multiple beatings prior to their execution. The prisoners included the most prominent and influential Christians and their aides. The townspeople, whether secretly Christian or not, lined the streets and watched quietly. The horror of the slowly winding parade too much for some, and they looked away or covered the eyes of the children huddling beside them. The metallic taste of stale blood persisted in Pacheco's mouth. He was the highest-ranking Catholic in Japan, a provincial superior in the Society of Jesus. The authorities had captured and arrested the 70-year-old priest a year earlier, in Kuchinotsu, at the southern tip of the Shimabara Peninsula. He had been held in Umura Prison ever since, counting the days to his execution. That hour was now upon him. Governor Kawachi was a hard, stocky man who believed in a personal regime of daily icy baths and rigid obedience from his retainers. He stood amid a group of aides and sneered victoriously as the procession slowly wound past him. He had instructed his officials to shave the prisoners' heads and paint their scalps bright red to single them out and highlight their impending execution. One final touch. He had ordered that rags be shoved into their mouths so they could not speak and inspire others during their death march. Christians in particular who witnessed the display had to be warned and paralyzed with fear at the thought of disobeying his orders. The governor recalled the last public execution 3 years earlier. Most of the Christians had faced their deaths with resolve, even rapturous joy. Not this time. None of these people would be vocal martyrs as they died. As the condemned passed him, Kawachi felt satisfaction at this visceral demonstration of his authority and power. Ever since his appointment as the new governor, Kawachi had anticipated this day, the death march through the streets of Nagasaki, with Provincial Pacheco at its head, consisted of 2 European priests, 5 lay Portuguese prisoners, including a 14-year-old boy and 2 ship's captains. Their crime? Aiding Japanese Christians. The final shaven-headed victims comprised Japanese individuals who had sheltered priests. The prisoners were tied to each other by a rope around their necks to keep them in line. Officials spat contemptuously in their faces as they dragged them through the streets like animals condemned to an abattoir. Kawachi's soldiers jeered as they brandished their whips and sticks, scolding and hitting the prisoners for
Sample complete. Ready to continue?